Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from the very talented modern-day jazz pianist and composer Emmett Cohen, we begin a new hour of our show called Neon Jazz with the 2017 tune, If This Isn't Love, off his latest disc, Master's Legacy Volume 1 with the great Jimmy Cobb. So Emmett has emerged as one of his generation's most pivotal figures in music and the arts. He's a prodigy, and he started out at 3, and since then has developed a very fluid landscape and technique, a very innovative palette, and a very expansive way of expressing that voice. He has a master's degree from the Manhattan School of Music and a bachelor degree from the University of Miami's Frost School of Music. One of the biggest vaults for him is being an alumnus of the Young Arts Foundation, and education is in his blood. He visits 50 schools yearly through a Jazz at Lincoln Center's Jazz for Young People program and regularly presents jazz history and performance lectures. He's very hip to history, and during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, he elaborated on that.
I think that something that's very important that's overlooked in history and also in from the younger generation is seeking out the knowledge of the older generation. So, you look around what's going on in the country now, people didn't really learn the lessons from the past, I don't think. And I think that's one of the most important things that jazz teaches us is, the rich history and the rich tradition and all the things that the jazz masters, even someone like Charlie Parker, where you're from, what he sacrificed and what he went through and how he struggled and how that affected his music.
That was on his mind when he produced Master's Legacy Series, a celebration set of recordings and interviews honoring the legendary jazz musicians. He is the pianist on the first recording featuring Miles Davis's drummer, Jimmy Cobb, which we just heard. Over the years, he has appeared in world-renowned jazz events like the Monterey, Newport, North Sea, Bern, and Edinburgh jazz festivals, and he's been all over the place with cats like Kurt Elling, Billy Hart, Jimmy Heath, and the great Herlin Riley. It's great to kick the show off with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of piano cats with the likes of Joe Cartwright, Michael Pagan, and the great Ken Laverne, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of great music to keep your soul alive. And this next cat influenced Emmett and so many others in the world, not only in music, but on this planet. From the chops of Satchmo, this is Louis Armstrong with the great Gut Bucket Blues off the 2006 CD, The Complete Hot 5 and Hot 7 Recordings, and you should get it.
Papa Tip. Oh, that sign is good.
everybody. This is Emmett Cohen coming to you live from New York City, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was drum legend Jimmy Cobb, joined by his trio with the 2008 tune, Wrinkles. So Jimmy is the one that tied up the percussion strings on Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, and is still going strong these 2017 days. Over the years, he's played with the best and been all over the globe. In fact, he's the last surviving member of that iconic Kind of Blue session, and he continues to lead and inspire the next generation of jazz cats that will emerge and pay homage to Kind of Blue. From Philly-born jazz double bass player known for his time with Charlie Parker's classic quintet with Miles Davis from 47 to 50, this is Tommy Potter alongside Artie Shaw with the tune Stop and Go Mambo, next on this Go, Go, Go Hour of Neon Jazz. Thank you.
everybody. This is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I have been talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much.
That was trumpeter Josh Lawrence with the 2017 tune Presence off the CD Color Theory. So he brings a full complement of tones and contrast to this new album that stays straightforward and swings very hard. This is another cat out of Philadelphia, and along with all of the music these days, he is on the faculty of the University of the Arts, Drexel University, and the Kimmel Center's Creative Music Program. He's busy and he's good at it. From the Genius on the Keys, this is Bud Powell with the song Deep Night, circa 1957, a magical jazz year. And this leads me into a thought from Emmett about learning the jazz language. As we go into this track, listen to Emmett elaborate on that.
I was playing clarinet and saxophone in middle school and trying to figure out Charlie Parker solos and Sonny Stitt solos. And, you know, bebop really, really spoke to me. Those guys, Bud Powell, Thelonious Monk, trying to understand that language and how it fit together. It was like a big puzzle to me. And I really tried to get inside that. And as I grew, I started expanding out and, you know, saying, okay, who did Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk influence? Well, they influenced Barry Harris and they influenced Cedar Walton. These are guys I got to go and I got to see.
This is me on jazz with Joe Domino. Keep listening.
from a cat that just received a Lifetime Achievement Award in Kansas City at the Great Gem Theater. That was the leader of the band of the Late Night with Stephen Colbert outfit. Singer, multi-instrumentalist, educator, and band leader Jean-Baptiste, joined by his band Stay Human with the 2016 song San Spirito off the CD Social Music. Right out of Kenner, Louisiana, he has come a long, long way. Performing in over 40 countries, he's been an actor in both film and television and was just appointed as the Associate Artistic Director of the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. How about we get a little bit of Harry Ratterman's Jazz Orchestra circa the 1920s tune Dardanella as we fly on during this episode of Neon Jazz.
Guitarist from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
Thank you.
That was the man known as Little Jazz, but a cat with a huge jazz shadow. Trumpeter Roy Eldridge, joined by his orchestra with the tune Heckler's Hop. And this is yet another cat in the bebop idiom that played such a huge role in Emmett's development and for many young players coming up today. From the skills of Renaissance jazz man Jeff Weinman, this is the 2017 tune The Unknown off his latest disc, Alma Matters. As all the jazz matters begin dialing down on this episode of Neon Jazz.
Give in to fear. into the unknown, the unknown, the unknown.
Again, that was the very versatile multi-instrumentalist Jeff Weinman with the tune The Unknown, and we hope you dug this known adventure into the jazz waters. And rounding all of this out off this hour of Neon Jazz that is and was and will be is Pittsburgh native pianist, composer, and arranger Dodo Marmarosa with the song Cosmo Street to lead us out in the right way. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude always hitchhiking down the Cosmo Street, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out, let us know what's going on. We love you out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.